Okay. Right. Let me think. Every song that's ever been recorded has fallen out of my head. What songs are they?
Fine. You and I, nobody else. Feelings I never felt. Wake me up when you say, don't you keep it all to yourself. I just mixed it up. Won't you take it? Feel like for the first time you're thinking. Fingers on my buttons and now you're playing. Master of anticipation. Don't you keep it all to yourself. There you go.
I enjoyed your little R&B ad libs, like while mixing through the notes.
I couldn't remember halfway. I started off and I was like, oh, I'm lost. I think I'm doing two verses at the same time, but hey, it is what it is. Hello.
Look, at least you knew a song.
Babes, I always have to keep a song in the back of my voice because why? Because I work at that place and the gays are the gays and I have to make sure that they know that I'm coming so they can put their dicks away. Ooh, that
Okay,
we're
so
right into that straight away.
whistling down the road to let them know you're gonna get kicked out if you don't put that away right now.
It's not big and you're not clever. Put it away.
Well, hello, listeners. Welcome. You're listening to The Loud Brown Gaze. I'm one of your hosts, Dan James, joined by Seb Edwards this week, as
Hello.
Nick Charles is. What's the excuse this week? Where's Nick?
In a man, under a
Nick?
man, behind a
No.
man, in
Nick
front of a man.
has. No, I think what Nick has basically, he's been doing his experiments and he left out a piece of bread and it got moldy and he saw
Okay.
a bit of white mold on it. And he saw that actually around that, the white mold, like the bacteria couldn't really grow. So he's now deep in his process of patenting his new discovery, which he's calling penicillin. I tried to call it mystery meat, but he said no. So Nick is currently, in the process of patenting that. I believe his maid was somehow involved, but he's been very shady about the details. So that's why Nick's not recording this week. But if you do ever get an infection and you need to get on this new exciting thing with thinking about calling them antibiotics, you've got Nick Charles to thank.
Oh, sorry, I just got the very idea that Nick is invented antibiotics. Like, he's probably patient zero and the time. Yeah.
Which is why he needs them.
Oh,
Okay, he had
no.
a personal reason and he needed to get it sorted, and that is why Nick is the father of modern day antibiotics. Who
And
actually is that? Who am I making this up about? What's his name?
was it a guy? Penicillin? Is it
The
not
penicillin
named?
guy.
Yeah, is it not? Is his name not Penicillin? Is it not just named after him?
What, so you think he's called Andrew Penicillin?
Well, something like
No, come on. Like,
Google
Google's
it.
going to help us out on this one. Penicillin was
Created
discovered
by.
by some dude called,
Dun dun
stay with me,
dun.
Alexander Fleming.
Oh, I actually know that
There you
name.
go.
Why do I know that name? What else did
Was
he
it some guy's name
do?
on Grindr?
No. I think it was a science project I did it once upon a time. But he also invented other things, right? Not just penicillin.
He did some antiseptics. He discovered something called lysozyme. Discovered penicillin. Yeah, that's in there. Lot of stuff about penicillin. A lot of penicillin stuff. Antibiotic resistance. All of that stuff. Hi, welcome to Lab Round Gaze, where we are slowly reading Wikipedia articles about Scottish pharmacists. I know that's what you all tuned in for. That's what you really want from this show. Alexander
Listen.
Fleming.
Okay, cool. So I have a story from the streets. So let's get away from Alexander. So I have decided this week. I have
Go
decided
on
this
then.
week that I have come to the point where, as much as I love being a hoe, I think I actually need a boyfriend. And you know what brought me to
Okay, big
this
moves.
drastic decision? Yeah. So. It starts off with me being in a sex party and hooking up with this really hot ginger American daddy who I was talking to in Grindr, who I knew was only going to be there for the Sunday night to the Saturday morning. And he was getting on a plane on Monday.
Let's walk it back. How did we end up at the sex party?
Because it was a Sunday. So I ended up at the sex party because it was a Sunday. And I was like, no. I ended up at the sex party for another reason, which I will bring up later, because that's an issue that I need to talk about, and it's quite serious. And I was going to do it with Nick, but Nick is not here, because Nick also knows the person. But let's just say that I was not in the best of moods, and I needed a distraction. So I thought, there's a sex party called Stark Bollock Naked. Let me go to that, because it's like... It does what it says on the tin. Everybody knows what they're getting. Yeah, it's very easy. You get in, you get out. Strangely enough, though, that particular day was not really one for the books because I saw about four of my colleagues from work in this sex party.
Well, let me tell you, I have been invited to SBN before in the past.
Have you?
And I have never decided to go because I know one week, I know a few of the girls who do go, and let me tell you, they're like you. They're like some of my really good friends. I'm like, I love you. I don't ever need to see you in that environment. And I don't want to have to message you before I go to be like, hey, can we just like, can you just stay home this week so I can get my jush?
You would have to do that multiple times because I've seen many of your friends in that place.
Look, they love to frequent. Okay, and they have a good time when they are there. And I'm sure there are rules about just not saying anything to anyone that you see and that you know. Okay, but no, I'm not that girl.
It's an eyebrow and it's a movement and it's a carry on. Yeah.
See, you ain't getting, you ain't even getting an eyebrow from me. You did not see me. I was never here. I did not see you. I'll see you in the gym on Monday. Let's move.
So yeah, I was kind of distracted. And then I found the one like hot daddy and... He approached me in the beginning and I was trying to kind of play hard to get. And I was like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. But then I kept on watching him with other people and he was really hot. So I was like, then I went up to him, I was like, well, you approached me like you were a bottom, but clearly you're a top. And he was like, I'm an emergency top. It was an emergency situation. I had to be a top. I was like, well, emergency over. Yeah. You can go back to normal programming now because I'm a top. You can be the bottom. Everybody's happy. So we found a little place to do the do, which was the sling. And So we went to the sling area so we could have a little private moment in
the sling area.
Yeah, there's like slings set up so they're not open for everybody to see, they're covered on either side.
Okay.
Yeah, so we get to the sling area.
This is all, for listeners who are not about that life, by the way, this is all happening on a Sunday afternoon. So imagine Sunday afternoon. This is the antics.
Yeah.
This is not 3 a.m. behavior. This is 2:30 in the afternoon.
Gays are gays at any time of the day, babes. Like, it doesn't matter if it's 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. If a man wants to get a dick, a man will get a dick. Yeah.
So I'm just setting the scene. I'm just allowing for some, like, creative... So people who are following along can understand what exactly is happening if they don't understand what SBN is.
So basically, people at home, while you were having your meat and veg and your gravy, I was getting my meat and veg sucked. That's what Dan is trying to get.
Great.
To.
Yes. Lovely wordplay.
Cool. Yeah, cool. So we get to start doing the D, yeah? And I go, I need to get some lube. So I went to get some lube, came back and like getting into it. And then he suddenly was like, oh my God. I was like, okay. He's like, I think I put my wallet down on the floor and I can't see it. And I was like, sir, what? He's like, yeah, I had like a card holder, like with all my credit cards in. And I was like, okay, cool. So I guess you would have found it. He's like, oh, do you mind? So instead of like getting my end away, Dan, I spent half an hour with this man trying to find his credit card holder. I went to the front desk. I went upstairs. I got my telephone. I came back downstairs into the dark area and pissed every single person off by putting on my torchlight on. Yeah?
Yeah.
While he was underneath the sling and then the bed and then the side area, checking the floors for this fit card holder. Yeah? It took us about 20 minutes. And at the end of it, he still couldn't find it. So I had to go to the front desk and get the cleaner to come and help us. And while we were doing that, one of the guys at the front was like, do you know what? Someone did come up to me and say that they had found a credit card holder. So the manager of the place was like, so if someone comes up to you and says that they found a credit card holder, why did you not take the credit card holder off them? He's like, I didn't realize that it wasn't his. He was just flashing it and talking. And so the manager was like, go back inside and find the guy, that credit card holder, that said he was found the credit card holder and gave it to the man who's actually credit card holder it is. So then I stood there for another 20 minutes with this guy while the person that works there went to find the guy that had his credit card holder. So that's 50 minutes, yeah? Nearly a full hour. I haven't had my dick sucked. I haven't eaten anybody's ass. I haven't fucked. Yeah. I've just stood with this guy and chatted while we had tried to find his cards so he could get the train and the bus and fly home the next day. And knowing full well that I am never going to see this ginger daddy again because he's getting on a plane to Washington, D.C. on Monday. Yeah. And all I got for my efforts is a message on Grindr about half an hour later after he left, saying, I've got my cards. Thank you very much. It was really nice to meet you. I'm sorry that that happened. So I realized, like, 15 minutes to looking for the thing that, do you know what? I will make an excellent boyfriend. Because there are some tops out here, yeah, that if you told them that you lost your cards, they will pull their dick out of your ass, wipe it off, go somewhere and clean off, and then be spending the next 40 minutes fucking somebody else while you are looking for your credit cards. So I was like, I just think that maybe deep down inside it's time for me to branch out, try something new, and be a little bit more respectable in the streets. So if you are bottom and your legs are open on a Sunday afternoon, then my DMs are open. Any time of day, come find me.
Okay, yeah? So let me say two things in response to this story. Number one, while I do believe that you would be a wonderful boyfriend / husband, that was not what was happening on that Sunday by your own story. Because the only reason you were helping this man find his card holder is you were hoping it was going to be 15-minute task tops and you were going to get back to that sling and complete the job, right?
No, because I had other people come up to me while I was looking for it, asking me if we had found the card and it goes to me, oh, you're better than I am. I wouldn't have spent this long still looking for it. Are you still looking for it?
Yeah, but you were looking for the cards because you were looking for something else. You were going to help that man to help you.
Yes, but isn't that what... Dan, let's be real. That's what most gay boyfriends are about, especially when you're a top. You do loads of things in the house. You fix things. You put shelves together. You suddenly become the manly one, even though you're having to look at everything on Google so you can fix it up, the IKEA bedroom that you bought for your boyfriend, all in the hopes of getting your dick sucked. Let's be real about it. So if I'm going to do that at Sunday afternoon in the middle of a public space and then have to stand there and do the caring, sharing part, at least I want them to know that 2 days later, maybe three, I'm going to get some positive blowback for it in the form of a blowjob.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you understand and are honest about that.
I'm very honest about it. Very honest. Like, let's be honest. Let's all be honest about this situation, yeah? I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I'm being a quality human being and I'm not getting anything out of it in terms of sexual gratification. This is why I need a boyfriend. Like, if I'm going to do stuff that earns me brownie points, I need to get the brownie points rewards. Yeah, is that not wrong? Am I wrong?
Well, it is, but it's giving you a hint into what life as me is like when I am turning up at the afters, okay, mm-hmm. and everybody's getting their taste. And what am I doing? I'm searching for people's lost phone charges because you come to ask me. I'm doing the AV because you girls don't know how to set up a speaker. Okay, I'll get this sorted. Am I asking for positive blowback? No, mostly because I don't want blowback from any of you people, okay? Please do not touch me. My tendency of attraction is so strange and kind of like unique, let's say, in the type of person that I find attractive. It happens rarer than I would like, that I would just be doing it because, not because I'm like looking for brownie points, but because I get so frustrated by watching you struggle that I'm like, just like, move out the way. Please let me do it. This is upsetting me. So I'm happy for you that you got a little taste of helping someone go through the struggle.
This is the thing, right? This is the thing. This is the difference between you and me, Dan. You are a hostess, yeah? Right? You like to come in. You like to flutter around. This is why you have so much friends, yeah? Because you come into a space and you make sure that everybody is welcomed in that space, even when the party is not yours, yeah? You're like, oh, do you have a drink? Do you have a thing? Have you met this person? Have you met this person? Introduce yourself. Say hello to each other. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da. Well, there's no speaker. Why is the speaker on? Oh, are you a Beyonce fan? Are you a Taylor Swift fan? We're putting Beyonce first, and then 6 songs later, you might get a Taylor Swift song. I'm not saying that you will, just in case, so you don't get disappointed. This is how
even
you
act. I have my limits.
Right? But I get that you're accommodating because you're always the hostess. I, however, am the person.
I am a hoe,
yeah, which is what I'm good at. But also, I am the one that normally spends most of my day fixing other people. And then listening to other people's problems. So I don't normally have the emotional capacity to go to more lengths than just being your resident dick with a heart.
I get you. Yeah. I see it for you. The second thing I wanted to say about your story is, and this is a lesson that I had to learn recently, which is really be careful what you wish for. Because a few weeks ago, I was talking to a few friends and I got a little in my head about basically like not really feeling like there is somebody at the moment who like is making a play for me, essentially. Somebody who is like hitting on me first or really showing like that they're interested in me and giving me, you know, that pressure and that energy. I just didn't feel like I'd got that, and I didn't feel like I'd got that in a while. And I said to my friends and I was like, it's really fun to be out with you guys, but a lot of the time, like, I am like, there will be guys who will hit on all of us and I will be third or fourth in the line. They'll go like, boop, oh no, boop, oh no, boop, oh no. Oh, hey, Dan. And I'm like, hey, girl, how's it going? You want, what do you want to talk to me about now? And I'm a little precious. So, like, I have to be first. I will sometimes take a second to you.
Sorry, say that again.
I said, I'm a little precious.
Okay, say that again.
I have to be your first. I'm a little precious.
Say that again.
Why do I have to keep saying it?
Because you're not a little precious. I am precious. My name is Dad James LDN, and I am precious. Yeah. I am a jewel. I am a diamond. I am a sparkly, shiny fig. Yeah. If you cannot appreciate that, yeah, like my rarity or my diamond cut, do not come to me second, third, or fourth. Come to me first. And if you haven't come to me first, do not come to me whatsoever. Say it with your whole chest, Dad. Yeah. This is what I get labeled. This is why I get labelled as the problematic one, because I'm the only one that tells the truth on this podcast. I am a hoe, yeah. Dan is the precious one, and Nick is whatever he wants to be on that particular night.
Yeah, and look, I don't even disagree with you. I agree with you. I am precious. I'm a diamond. Come treat me nice, okay? And this is what I was complaining about, that nobody does that. But, so I put that out into the universe. I'm like, this is what I want. Cut to literally the weekend after. We are at a friend's birthday party. A few friends turn up later, and there's this one guy who's brought a friend along, and we don't know the friend. He walks in. Let me tell you, this man has a really pretty face. Like, gorgeous eyes, real pretty. He's one of those guys that when they walk in the room, the girls start, like, flittering. And they're like, oh, who is that? Asking around, who is that? Even I got to my friend who's by the door, and I'm like, who is that? And he's like, girl, so many people have asked me that question. And I'm like, oh, well, he's cute. I leave it there. That man, without me having to say anything, walks straight up to me. Like, immediately, straight up to me. I'm like, okay, this is new, hello. He's talking to me. He is making it very clear that he is laying it on. Like, there is no subtlety about it. We're chatting. He takes my hand to lead me to, like, outside in the balcony a bit to chat. He walks me past my ex-boyfriend, and I'm staring. I'm like, what is happening? And everyone's like, thingy. He takes me out. This Stop. Is so uncommon.
Stop. You can't just drop that line and let us talk about it. The ex-boyfriend that I really don't like, or the ex-boyfriend that I don't care?
I assume the one that you really don't like?
The psycho theater gay.
Which one was the psycho theater gay?
The one that with the puppy dog Disney princess eyes that I met in Birmingham.
Okay, so not a theatre gay, but yes, okay. That one.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so walks me through, takes me outside. This is so uncommon within our group of friends that literally we're on a balcony. My friends stand by the door and just stare at what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
This is now an attraction because somebody is hitting on me and he's cute. The rest of the room thought it was cute. He came up to me first. He put on the pressure. Do you want to know what the problem was? Do you want to know what the problem was and why I will never be wishing for anything again?
Mm-hmm.
This man was so boring and he did not stop talking. And I've bit like, okay, a little hypocritical coming from me. I am a yapper. I love a yap. I go, but at least I try and be funny with it. I by the time I managed to escape from this man, I knew the color and pattern of his wallpaper. It's yellow with blue feathers, if anyone is interested. Yellow is his favorite color because it says it reminds him of happiness and sunshine. These are all things I knew. At one point, I kissed him so he would stop talking, and I was hoping that would lead him into just like being a bit more romantic and just laying it on a bit more. But no, we had to go straight back to the conversations. So much talking. Constant talking. I went back into the party, talked to my friends, and they were like, oh, hey girl, how'd it go? And I was like, do not leave me with that man again. I'm underselling the way that my excitement level went from, I was up there, it hit zero. I got so low, I couldn't flirt with anybody else for the entire for the entire
event. Here's the thing, and the difference between you and me, yeah, is I have told you many and many a time, yes, that I am older than you, I am older than Christ, I am older than dirt. I knew Jesus when he had 10 boyfriends and they called him disciples. Not 12, just 10. So you like these pretty men. But pretty men do not have to do anything in this world to get what they want. If a man is pretty, God bless him if he's gay and pretty. He doesn't have to do anything. Why would you expect him to have a conversation? Why do you expect him to have a dick game? Why do you expect him to be able to dress? I guarantee you that his mate probably dressed him for that party, yeah? And he saw you and he's like, oh, I'll go up and say hello to Dan. Yeah. Because he probably got briefed by his friend. Yeah. That you were looking for a boyfriend. And his friend had decided.
He got briefed by the universe to come and break me. Well, the universe is trying me on that one.
You keep on saying to the universe that you want a fucking nemesis. And every time you say this, I tell you, do not put this energy out into the universe because it will come back to bite you or your ass, and not in a nice way and not in a way that is a part of your fetish. Welcome to your nemesis.
See, I just don't understand why the week after, literally the week after, I was telling my friends, this is what I want from a person. I clearly did not specify that the person, once they have done all those things, then has to like be able to back it up by not being like so odd. I'm sure he's somebody's like perfect man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he is somebody's perfect man. He is not mine. I was turned off so quickly. So quickly. And me being turned on is like tetchy at best for most of the time, okay? I get about 15 minutes of being turned on every 6 weeks. And you got to capitalize then and there, okay? This man nearly had a chance to do that. Yapped his way out of it. God okay, bless cool. him, but so, wow.
So for the listeners and the people at home, shall we make a list? Because everybody knows what mine is. Rubber, kink, slutty, fetish, bald head, and muscles. Preferably...
Are we making a list of my man?
Yeah, fisting bottom. Yeah, because of this podcast, over the period of time, we've made quite a lot of lists. So if anybody's listened from the last 2 years, they kind of know what kind of man that I'll go for. A big muscle slut with a personality. Yeah? So...
Yeah.
Which is... The reason why I'm single is the last bit with a personality is quite hard to find, especially when they're sober. Yeah. So now for the listeners, the people at home, yeah, what's your list?
Oh, okay. So what is my list? Okay. So key thing, we're going to separate this out from looks before we go anywhere. The key thing, and you don't have to do it all the time. It doesn't have to be constant. You just got to come with the energy and the pressure to me sometimes. Okay. Just give me something that I can hook onto so that I'm like, oh, look, someone is trying for me and I like them. Ideally, if you can back that up by being interesting and funny, I'll take that as well. That would be great. Don't weird me out once you start doing it. Looks wise, I think most people know, like, I like people who are shorter than me. I like pretty. I'm not too into like masculine. I'm not too fussed about that. But if you got a pretty face, ideally you're shorter than me, we can make it work.
Okay, cool.
If you want to go full, like, this is what my body reacts to, you're going to need platinum blonde hair or some kind of dye job that doesn't match your eyebrows. If you got a few tattoos, throw them on me. Love it. I would like you to look like you do sleep, but you haven't slept like recently. A little bit of that kind of like emaciated gamer thing going on. For some reason that works for me. If you look like you're a skater, but you're too old to be one, also that's good. If you look like the type that would wear a long sleeve shirt under a short sleeve shirt, like I'm love it. I'm on board. If you wear white wife beaters. Say again.
I said, okay, Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne, basically. If you gave Avril Lavigne a pixie cut, that would be great. If you look a little bit like a lesbian, I'm on board. I love all these things.
No. Stop that. If you look like a northern lesbian, northern, because they have a very specific boy cut up north, yeah? So if you look like a lesbian from Manchester, Liverpool, or Leeds, yeah? But you're actually a bloke, come see Dan.
Actually, suck it up. I'm on board. You will have me eating out of the palm of your hand if you're doing all this.
Also,
this is actually what I need is I need a good lesbian to hit on me. You don't even need to be a boy, okay? We're over that. I don't care about gender anymore. Bring me the energy. I look a bit like lesbian. We're done. We're good. Good night. I'll get married today.
You left out two big things. One, they have to have a decent appreciation of music and can dance. Two, they cannot, under any circumstances whatsoever, try in this lifetime or the next to rein in your Beyonce love, because
I'm not spending all my days fighting with you. Come join me in the hive and have a good time. You don't need to be in my life. I don't think that's too high a standard to meet.
No, I don't think so either. I just wonder if, like me, it's time for us to be road tripping for men. Like,
we're gonna have to go to Leeds.
Yeah, Leeds, Manchester. Like, this is the whole point of Pride, is it not? So we can leave this tiny island called London and go to other places and see if we can find men there.
And when I leave with my new lesbian life partner, y'all better not say anything to me. Okay, that's the love of my life. I love her. She loves me. Mm-hmm. Get over it. We're going to end the show. We've done half an hour talking.
Before we end the show, I have to take the environment completely to another, completely left. So I need to say something for the London gays. It's been 6 or 7 weeks, and each week somebody that I know through work, through being out on the scene, through that I know personally, even last week it was someone that both me and Nick have known since we were early, tiny little London gays, are resting in peace, dying in London. And that's due to chemsex, that's due to the effects of chemsex, and that's due to the effects of the lifestyle that we lead sometimes as gay people. So before I leave today on this podcast, I want everybody, no matter who you are, to double check on that friend that you haven't seen in a while, that friend that you sometimes used to meet at clubbing, that friend that you swapped WhatsApps with when you were in the smoking area, the friend that you always used to meet at the sex party that you no longer go to, the friend that was a friend of a friend of a friend that you used to hang around in a bigger group, but now that bigger group is now separated, so you don't see that person anymore. I just want people to spend 5 minutes this week just double tapping the WhatsApp, double tapping on the DMs, and just checking in, because it's been a rough couple of weeks for me personally, as in I keep on losing people that were instrumental in me coming out in London because of different reasons. And the last one just took me out for these days, you saw. Yeah. So I just want everybody to say, can we all just spend a little time this week just checking in on someone that we haven't seen for in a while? Even if it is just a hello, how are you? Even if it is just sending a meme on Instagram or WhatsApp or whatever, just take a little time to just reconnect. Yeah? Cool. Thank you.
Amen. Absolutely amen. We'll be doing that. Hope you guys do that too. If you want to reach out to us, you can find me at DanJamesLDN. You can find Seb at It's Seb. No, Seb Ed PT.
No.
Seb Ed PT. Not it's. You can find the Labrangays at Labrangays on Instagram. And we will be back next week. Who knows who those will be? Maybe me and Nick will be off, and it'll be Seb and someone else, and we'll just formally hand over the show. Who knows? But, you know, it's always a good time.
I'm here. I'm bye. Ready. Bye. Cool.
Do, 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 do.
I'm loving it.
Oh,
so now you've got songs.
McDonald's at the end. Yeah, but McDonald's with the boycott? Not here.
Yeah, McDonald's with the boycott, but at the same time, there's a